Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, February 5th. It's National Bubblegum Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's vending machines. No matter which way you organize them, they're still out of order. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it is Friday, currently minus 12, feeling more like minus 20, but working our way up to a balmy minus 8 today, under a mix of mostly cloud and maybe a little bit of sun, clear and cool into the weekend. Looks like we're done with the snow, at least for the next few days. And on National Bubblegum Day, let's give a random daily shout out to entrepreneurs. You know, those people who will take a chance on building a business out of anything, no matter how outlandish the idea. I heard of one creative gentleman who thought he'd try to make a business out of recycling gum. Took him a while to get it off the ground. But ultimately, it never stuck, and I guess the recycled gum bubble burst. He's now liquidating his entire inventory, so if you're looking for a great deal, act now, while everything is still in mint condition. Sorry, folks. Same writing team.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well done. Well, National Bubblegum Day is a way for kids to raise money for school activities without having to sell anything. Did you know that? Today, kids can buy the usually forbidden privilege of chewing gum in class if they make a donation of 50 cents. The money, not the singer. While there might be some distractions in class, like smacking and bubble blowing, kids learn about the value of charity, and schools make a little money for the causes they support. Oh, and kids get a one-day break from the classic no-gum-chewing rule. In the olden days, it was really frowned upon. Do you remember the sticking the nose or gum on the tip of the nose trick? Or sticking the nose on the tip of the gum trick? Or the fun that ensues if a teacher yelled out, "Are you chewing gum?" And the kid replies, "Do I look like chewing gum?" That one never ended well. I remember seeing a few chalk brushes fly past in my day. It is well known, though, that kids love trains because while their teachers would say, "Spit out your gum," a train just says, "Chew, chew." It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? You know, Mark's entrepreneurship inspired me to suggest Take a Chance.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with bubblegum.
Listen, the song today also has absolutely nothing to do with bubblegum. So, yes, today there was no connection at all. None. But it is a song that I absolutely love. Some of the best lyrics, I think, in music. The song is, again, very short song. But it's another Nat King Cole. And it's one of my favorite songs of all time. And it's called Nature Boy. And it goes, "There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return." It is my absolute favorite song, and I think those two lines are some of my absolute favorite two lines in music. So it's a beautiful song, and I think a beautiful sentiment, right? Life comes down to some very simple things, as much as we would like to complicate. But it's very true that the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. So if we can take that sentiment with us through the weekend and really treat each other in that way, I think we have a better world, people, you know? So I know there's a lot of tension out there with this trucking stuff that's going on, and there's a lot of healthcare workers that are quite frankly in fear. They've been told that they shouldn't wear their uniform in public. And so I think about, the protest is talking about freedom. But when people are afraid to wear their uniform in public, now we're taking their freedom away. It's never okay for you to be free and for someone else to not be free. Mm-hmm. And I think that is my little soapbox for today. But let's remember to love each other, to be respectful of each other, and recognize that it goes both ways. So that is the pick for today, Nat King Cole, Nature Boy.
Excellent. And while we're loving others, hey, give yourself a little bit of love too. That's where it's got to start. It's time for Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Sears Home Entertainment Department. Need a TV? See Greg for a great deal. Oh, wait, actually, I think they fired Greg this week. He got voted out, so I'm not sure who our new contact is. We'll have to check that out. Anyway, Venturo, what's on this weekend?
Great weekend. Not so good with the weather, but, you know, we started February, and shout out to Black History Month. And did you know that today is the birthday of a famous person that was actually in the midst of the civil rights movement? She goes by the name Rosa Louise McCauley, and you guys know her as Rosa Parks, right? So today is actually her birthday, February 4th. She was born February 4th, 1913. So that leads me to my couple of movie picks for this week. The first one, you can go check out the Rosa Parks story, and that one you can watch it on YouTube to get a little history there. And the second one is Harriet, and everybody knows Harriet Tubman, right? So that's my second pick. You can check that one out on Netflix and Amazon Prime. So those are the movie picks for this weekend in celebration of Black History Month. That's it.
Is Parks or Mary Lane?
Parks, yeah.
Okay. If you want an amazing experience, go over to the Henry Ford Museum in Detroit and actually go on the actual bus.
Okay.
You know, actually keep the bus and preserve it, and it's actually right there in the museum.
Nice.
Yeah, very, wow, that was impactful. You know, you thought, you know, is it really going to hit you as, like a bus? It hit you like a bus. Wow. All right, it's Friday. Time for Friday's joke of the week.
Not too much funny about chewing gum, that's for sure. Anyway, just casual observation. I was at a bar and I noticed that there was three snails, and they ordered some beers. And then the one snail said to the others, you know, just got a bad taste in my mouth. I really should nip out and grab some gum. Anybody else want some? And they'll go, yeah, you know, I'm the same. Especially after our beer, I like to have a little breath freshener. So snail takes off. 3 hours later, the other two look at each other and they go, where the heck is the guy? Like, he went to get gum. And he goes, well, I think we should probably just drink his beer before it gets any warmer. Just as I got it to the mouth, snail goes from the door, hey, you guys drink my beer. I'm not going to get gum.
Where was he rushing off to?
Anyway, did you ever notice that gum comes in all different flavors depending on what country you're in? Did you ever notice that? Like, I was just recently in Vietnam and they had Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's it for us today, everybody. And this week, thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening this week. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. Have a great weekend, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.